Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI News leads local. News on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Terry Anser.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles. You don't need that love.
Los Angeles. Yes, Los Angeles. Oh, you still stuffed from all that turkey. Good morning, KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Happy birthday, Christian. That's my little brother. It's his birthday today. I was a little tortured. I thought, do I come into work because it's his birthday? And I thought, no, I am going to come in because I wanted to, you know, recite a little poem for him later. And all of you, of course. I love you, my listeners. I was so thankful. I was thinking about this on Thanksgiving. All the things that we're thankful for. And I thought, I'm thankful for this show. This is such an incredible platform and opportunity to connect with you. And I love that it's not just here in Southern California. Even though we try to keep it as local as possible, I really appreciate the fact that we have listeners from all over the nation, even outside the country. I know there was one listener in particular who cracks me up, who says that he listens to Sunday Night with Elizabeth Espinosa in Australia. So funny. But this is the beauty of the internet. Remember, we on the iHeart radio app. I just want to say 4 days ago, I was at the E.J. Jackson South L.A. turkey giveaway. And you know who E.J. Jackson is, right? This is a man who, he ran the limousine company, E.J. Jackson Limousine Service, and was just an incredible philanthropist. Incredible. Not only would he hire and give these guys that, you know, come out of tough times, you know, such as prison, people who don't want to hire them at all, would give, you know, give them an opportunity to get back into the mainstream. But he also, every year, for 34 years, this was the 34th year, he did the E.J. Jackson South L.A. turkey giveaway. So they basically have these groceries. It's not there's a turkey they can give, but all these groceries so that these families in South L.A. would have an incredible Thanksgiving. And it was such a turnout. It was incredible, you guys. I was out there with Edward James Olmos, who was so kind and so sweet. He wasn't even trying to, you know, get any attention from the cameras. I was there, obviously, reporting for KTLA. But I was also just blown away by volunteers who just wanted to come out and said, you know, he's fed my family in the past, and now I'm in a position to be a volunteer and help. Terry Anser, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I know Deborah Mark is taking the day off. How dare she? But I'm so glad you're here. And Terry Anser, you're a news gal. You're going to appreciate this. Guess who I ran into at the E.J. Jackson giveaway?
Do tell.
Sheriff Lee Baca. Former Sheriff Lee Baca.
How's he doing?
You know what? He looks good. He's skinny, though. Very skinny. And one of my colleagues said, oh, look, Sheriff Baca's over there. And he was wearing like a gray jumpsuit of sorts. Oh, boy. The jokes started pouring in, if you can imagine, with the jumpsuit thing.
But they say he's suffering from early stages of Alzheimer's.
Right. Like dementia, and he has all these issues. So I was surprised to see him. And you know, we've been friends. I mean, I interviewed him all the time. He was very nice to me. He's very polite. And so I went, and in case you don't know, this is our former Los Angeles County Sheriff, who long serving here in the Los Angeles County area. And he is now facing several corruption federal charges. So if he does time, he's going to do serious time. He did cut a deal with the DA, but the judge threw it out in federal court, said, nope, we're going to try this again. And instead of taking another deal, of course, now he says, no, I'm going to face this in court. We're going to go to a jury trial, which is very risky. And he's making that argument that his attorneys anyway are saying that he's has dementia, he's really ill. And if they, you know, sentence him to something, they should go lenient. So I asked him. I mean, here we are. He's volunteering. I had to ask him. I said, Some people would say you're kind of brave to be out here today. And he said, you know what? It's a process. It's taking its place. But I've been a former public servant. Or he said as a public servant. Actually, he spoke in the present tense. He said, doesn't stop me from, you know, helping the community. And I thought, okay, all right. I just don't know that your attorneys are going to appreciate this because it, you know, may actually work against you in court. It shows you're not that ill. Or he's trying to play the sympathy card.
I don't know. I remember playing golf with him once in a law enforcement golf tournament. It seems like he has a history of taking part in this kind of event and isn't, you know, we would hope, not just doing it to, you know, impress the justice system.
I know. And I actually have to say, I don't think so either. I mean, I think at this point, at his age, I mean, he's like in his late 70s, right? I think for Lee Baca, it's, what are you going to do? I might as well just continue being me, and who knows how much longer it'll be. So anyway, that was really great. It was so incredible to see us, so many families, and just so much to be grateful for. Because if you think about this, I was asking some families out there in line, I wanted to understand what the struggle, right? And why this turkey grocery giveaway was so significant. Do you know, I talked to this man who said, we're a family of four, and I only, right now, my wife is out of work. She hurt herself. And I'm the only wage earner, and I earn $1,000 per month. $1,000 per month. And I said, wait a minute, what's your rent? He said, $875. How the heck do you survive off of that? How do you survive off of that? Oh, just, I was blown away. So again, that kind of philanthropy makes a whole world of a difference. And speaking of, you know, giving back, people in need, poor people. No, that's not Kanye West, Elizabeth. He's not poor. Relax. No, Kanye is not poor, but Kanye is in need of some serious mental health assistance. Yes. I know you're a diehard Kanye West fan, John, on the ones and twos, and I'm really sorry about your guy. But Kanye West, as you know, do we even have that audio when he was going off? We don't? Okay. But he, remember how it was in San Jose a couple of days ago, I want to say a little bit over a week ago. So he's on stage, and I don't know if you've heard the drama with Kanye West, but I really wanted to bring it up because it just blows me away that there are people that keep saying, it's exhaustion. It's exhaustion. That's why he was a little bit erratic and things that were bizarre coming out of his mouth. So let me just set this up. Basically, Kanye West is on his tour. The tour is called, I forget. The St. Pablo tour, right? So that's his music, right? His album. And he's in San Jose on stage, and he starts going off, just, you know, talking about the election and had he voted. He said he didn't vote, but had he voted, I would have voted for Trump. And so now the audience is booing him. I mean, that's definitely not necessarily a Trump crowd there, the fans. And he was just acting very bizarre. And then finally he walked out. He goes, I'm canceling the concert. And he just takes off. And then here at the Forum, I mean, I saw a bunch of people already showed up to the, you know, the Forum in Inglewood to watch him. And they canceled last minute. In fact, they canceled the rest of his tours, LA Live. And turns out maybe like 2 or 3 days later, right, he is with his trainer in the Valley. And LA City Fire is called. And he's transported to UCLA Medical Center. And this was on Monday. And, of course, his reps are saying it's exhaustion. And now you got rappers, fellow friend rappers like Chance, who is sending out a special prayer for Kanye, saying, yes, I understand the family is very concerned, and that he wants to extend a special prayer to his big brother, Kanye West. He says, I know there's a lot of weird folks out there, but you already know that you know, that this is my guy, and that I'm hoping even to come early, because I guess he's in the UK or something. He wants to come home early to see his man. Here's the thing. It's not exhaustion, people. Call it what it is. The guy has psychiatric issues. Reminds me so much of the Britney Spears meltdown. Same thing. Some of the most genius, talented individuals are bipolar. I'm not diagnosing him here from my chair here, but it does feel that way. John on the ones and twos, you're a big Kanye fan.
No, I'm not. Oh, I resent that. But okay. I will say, I don't know why Brent put it down on our rundown that I'm a fan. But I would say that I think it's the Kardashians. I think it's like the curse of the Kardashians. Like, look at Lamar Odom.
Oh my God, you're like, right.
I think it's the curse of the Kardashians. Oh my God, I'm being right. Totally honest.
No, I think I concur. I think so. They just drive you to the edge. Driving to the Edge. You're right. I'm like.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here. And it wasn't me. It was John on the ones and twos and the threes and fours. I will say this. I do send a special prayer and my thoughts to him. And it makes me sad because I guess this is near the anniversary of the loss of his mother. Apparently, he was very close to his mom. And he is a very intelligent man. But it's sad to be hospitalized because of mental health issues and have family that's perhaps a little bit more concerned about their Botox. And that is rough. That really is, because that's his family right now. You know, the Kardashians, that's it. They're his immediate family. And I think right now he needs true friends and family that aren't going to stigmatize us. Just be okay with, yeah, you know what? My buddy Kanye West is having a mental breakdown, a nervous breakdown. Call it what it is. It's okay. If you have diabetes, you have diabetes, right? Well, a mental breakdown is just as much a medical condition as diabetes. Goes back to the stigma, right? I mean, somebody get Demi Lovato on this so she can, you know, bring out the truth in this. But anyway, I pray for him. I hope he's okay. We'll come back with much more on this post-Thanksgiving on my little brother's birthday. Yay! 6:13 a.m., everybody. Happy Sunday. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa and Terry Anser in the newsroom.
Fire has damaged two commercial units in Chatsworth. It started around 10.
KFI.
iHeart Radio Station.
Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera. Guantanamera. Guajira, Guantanamera.
Yo soy un hombre sincero. De donde crece la palma.
This isn't Mexican music, folks. This is salsa. This is very Caribbean. KFI AM 640. It's a Spanish station now. Just kidding. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. But you know what? All of my Cuban friends are celebrating. They are celebrating today. It's wild. It is a mixed bag out there, but you know why I'm saying this, right? Because Fidel Castro. Yeah. Big news, right? It's just dominating all the headlines. Fidel Castro announced that he is dead at 90. Finally! My gosh! Here's what I thought. Here honestly was my reaction. He's been dead? Like, my mom is so funny. We were driving down to San Diego on Friday, and she calls us. I was with my dad in the car, and she's like, Elizabeth! She's like, Fidel Castro dead! And, you know, we always joke because my mother's maiden name is Castro. So she'd always say, like, oh, I can't tell my Cuban friends I'm Castro. I said, I know, right? But, and no relation, please. No, there's no relation. But, yeah, age 90. And I thought, you know what? I think this guy's just been propped up somewhere in the house and now at this point, you just can't. What are you going to do? Like, the body's decomposing. They had to announce. Brother Raul had to announce that he's no longer with them. And it's so crazy, right? This little small island in the Caribbean is going to be mourning for 9 days. And it is interesting. They're saying there's such a dichotomy happening on the island. We know the celebrations are going on in Little Havana. I mean, huge celebrations. Did you see that? People are outside. It was like a parade. But on the island, you know, the generation, the older generation is mourning. They're a little sadder. It's a little more somber. But for young people, they're a bit indifferent because they don't know the story, right? Millennials, kind of, even Cuban millennials that are, you know, that are here, their grandparents were exiles. Maybe a parent was an exile. They have a different sentiment. And, you know, the younger folk are like, it is what it is, right? But it is bizarre. And I think the jokes are really starting to pour in because I keep hearing they get rid of a dictator and we get one. Oh, what's happening there? Let's not put that into the universe, please. But I'm hearing a lot of people. In fact, last night on Channel 7, Giovanna Lara, you know, the anchor, her parents are Cuban. I want to say she was born on the island, but she was very little. And so came very young at a very young age. But so she was raised here. But she had a story on the air and her dad was very emotional and talked about what this means, you know, what it means for them. And the brother, of course, is like in his 80s. And so he's going to retire in a year or 3 years or so. So I wonder what that means for communism in Cuba. I just think that until you wipe out that entire dictatorship and that, you know, government, probably would be a little bit of the same, but just with a different twist. Who knows? I just hope that those poor people finally have a, you know, freedom and are able to work and express themselves in a free environment. But it's going to take a little bit of time. Well, I will tell you who did express himself freely. Vince Scully, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and President Obama. Yes, Our own guy, our legendary Los Angeles Dodgers broadcaster, Vin Scully, was among the 21 recipients. Of course, also L.A. Lakers superstar Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Among the 21 recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. They were honored at the White House. This happened last Tuesday afternoon. It was so cool to see a little L.A., right? A little L.A. love, a little L.A. light over on the East Coast. Because I always find it interesting, you know, being born and raised here in Southern California, we are very detached from what is political life, right? D.C. My friends who are from the D.C. area or the East Coast, they are incredibly comfortable around all that because that's what they grew up with. And just the way I'm so comfortable with all the Hollywood stuff and the actors and the music, you know, I don't like, oh, that's George Clooney. Like, I don't even notice when he walks past me when we like go to the same spa for a massage. Okay, maybe that doesn't happen, but you know what I'm saying. But I'm so proud of them. I want to send them all my love and congratulations. It was so cute. It was so nice to see Vince Scully there. He looked a little nervous, and then he gets, you know, the president puts the Medal of Freedom around his neck, and he looked so happy. And so the president did say that from scientists, philanthropists, and public servants to activists, athletes, and artists, he says, these 21 individuals have helped push America forward, inspiring millions of people around the world along the way. And among the honored are also, oh, I didn't know that, our Hollywood heavyweights, Robert De Niro, Robert Redford, and Cicely Tyson. Oh, Ellen DeGeneres was also on that list, by the way. She has been, of course, an outspoken supporter of Obama, and, you know, she threw him a fundraiser for his reelection. And 2012, politics as usual. So, hey, that's pretty good. You better get me a Medal of Freedom. But I do think it was very nice. I mean, it is the highest honor a civilian can get and is, again, given to those who have made significant contributions to the security or national interests of the United States, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. I will tell you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I was very happy to see him receive it because he has written some incredible pieces. I think he's very fair. Sometimes you think that he is going to come out against, like with the Black Lives Matter movements and the officer-involved shootings that were questionable. He didn't always come out and say, oh, yeah, let's just support Black Lives Matter blanket statement. It was always a very thoughtful conversation. So he writes, he's a contributor to several, I think the Huffington Post and the Times and everybody else. But he's an incredible writer, a very, very smart man, and makes you think every time when we have these moments of, was it a civil rights violation? And, you know, now he turned to Islam. So he's black and he's Islamic. So he's got an opinion and he's got a good one. And I think it puts things into perspective. And now more than ever, we need to have those thoughtful, in-depth conversations about topics that you want to always just kind of quickly say, no, I'm for this or I'm against that. But it's not always black and white. There's a gray area and you have to take that into consideration before you create your opinion on something, before you fall on something and think, this or that. And by the way, the boss also got a Medal of Honor. That's exciting. Bruce Springsteen. Oh, Bill and Melinda, right? Bill Gates. Tom Hanks. I love Tom Hanks. Remember him on Big? Such a great movie. By the way, did you guys have a great Thanksgiving? Terry Anser, did you cook? We're up against the clock, but did you cook?
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
But it was a real small table. Only 5 people this year.
Oh, that's okay. We had a small little gathering, too. John, ones and twos?
Yeah, I did all the eating. Yeah, I did the watching and eating.
Not surprised. Producer Brent in the corner. Let's see. Wave your hands if you cooked. Let's see if he waves his hands. He cooked. Wow. Making hot tea doesn't count. All right, we come back. We've got more Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Terry Anser in the newsroom with more.
All right, Elizabeth, you were just talking about this. Members of Florida's congressional delegation say the legacy of Fidel Castro is nothing.
We got the news. KFI and iHeartRadio station.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up 3 very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
Aww, the Brady Bunch. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, November 27th. 2016, 6:33 a.m. And
hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We're going to talk about the Brady Bunch because they lost their mommy. I loved Florence Henderson. And I think we all have an incredible story here, here in our KFI booth and newsroom about her. Well, I just saw her, too, at Dancing with the Stars. But you know what? I want to talk about that in a second, but I wanted to get producer Brent on before because, wow, I mean, I thought I could hang out with Hollywood types, but this one's like, this one's big time. Like, so just in passing, I'm like, hey, so what did you do for Thanksgiving? He's like, oh, I happened to be with the LA Times food writer at their house.
And Tess food director, and Tess kitchen director, Noelle Carter.
Yeah, keep rubbing it in.
Fantastic lady. Amazing cook. Great hospitality. One of the greatest times I've ever had at Thanksgiving. Because the reason why we did this is because my wife's parents were too far away and mine were too close.
So. You are the worst. You are the worst. And by the way, so you know, producer Brent is an incredible cook. So that was a big deal. So you're a total foodie.
I worked in kitchens for years to, you know. Ever since from college, 20 years in, so.
What's your favorite dish? Like, what's the one that you're like, this is the one I'm proud of the most?
Something I can't eat anymore, and it was carnitas. But it's a certain type of way that you fry it with a little bit of sugar, so it gets that crispiness and oomph.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, I can't have that anymore.
No, more. For those of you outside of the Southern California area, carnitas is pork in Espanol.
It's the other white meat.
It's the other white meat. Oh, that's right, because you're a vegan now,
vegetarian.
Right?
Vegetarian. Yeah, I'm not that extreme, but.
Wow.
Yeah. But I made a veggie turducken. That was pretty fun.
Can you help me? What is that?
Veggie turducken is you take a butternut squash and you stuff it with carrots, mushrooms. Some people use a leek, but it gets too fibrous and it's hard to chew. Sweet potato. Anything that's kind of vegetarian, you sort of stuff it into this squash and you cut into little sections. And it's... it's actually quite tasty.
But that is really great.
But it was a fun gig because you had everybody from producers to actors to me. This really long table in her backyard.
Do some name dropping. Who was it? I know it was like
I'm not going to drop that many names, but there are going to be some guys that are going to be coming on the show soon.
Oh.
These dudes from this YouTube channel called Reckless Eaters, where they sort of eat food and they regurgitate it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for that.
Oh, they'll be in studio, too.
Great. Producer Brent, fancy. Next time, invite a sister. By the way, for those of you who've asked me online, social, of course, is Twitter @E_Espinosa. And at Elizabeth Espinosa Instagram. Thank you. I just ate. I helped cook a little bit, but it was a tough one this year. My mom, pobrecita, which is poor baby, she has a flu. And then my dad was also kind of, you know, trying to keep the house going, running. And my little brother hasn't exactly been, he's having some of his own health issues. So it's been a little busy and I didn't have a lot of time to cook. But you know what? I was just grateful to be together and to, you know, make a little bit of food, and we, but it was nothing, you know, big or fancy. But, you know, sometimes that's what it's about. Less is more. It's the simplicity in life. And that's why we're all missing Florence Henderson. Let's play that tune a little bit just to get me back in the mood. I loved the Brady Bunch. I grew up with my sister watching that show. And I think, didn't we all just aspire to have a family like that? We thought, oh my God, they're so normal. And yet this is back in the day, the 70s, when two families with, you know, these are adults who had children from a previous marriage, and it was so controversial now. Like, wow, they united these two families. So it's funny that the concept was so controversial back then. Now, of course, plays we'd be like, huh? But Miss Lovely Florence Henderson, 82 years old. I can't even believe it. She was Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch show. Died of heart failure, and this was just a few days ago now. And we just saw her at Dancing with the Stars. So my buddy and I just went to Dancing with the Stars. I was trying to look at my Instagram picture when that was, and I can't find the date. But basically, let me see if it comes up. No, it doesn't say. But this was only like a few weeks ago. September 22nd. There you go. September 22nd, we saw her. And then I guess she was just at the show like 3 days before cheering on, you know, the contestants. She had been a contestant, by the way, on that show back in like 2010. I know, Terry Anser, you have a story as well with Florence.
Yeah, it goes back to when I was working at KTLA in the 90s. And as you know, Elizabeth, because you now work there. There
10
always,
years, can you believe it?
In the 90s, so it would almost be 20 years ago. Anyway, you know, people are always passing through KTLA, and the word spread like wildfire around the newsroom. Hey, Florence Henderson is in the makeup room.
Yeah, of course.
And of course, like everybody, I just, you know, had to meet her. Yeah. So I went over there and I shook her hand and I said, it's such a great honor to meet you. And I came over here because I heard the famous Florence Henderson was in the building. And she said, I'm here because I heard the famous Terry Anser was in the building. Aww. And it was just so warm and so genuine, and how so many of the obituaries have mentioned how she didn't keep the spotlight for herself. She always put it on those around her. And that just made her just such a special person with all that talent, and especially the talent just in terms of how she related to people.
Oh, my gosh. She was incredible. I love that story. You know that Florence Henderson, I did a live shot with her. This is when I was at Fox 11, probably like, let me think, probably 12 years ago. And I'll never forget it. We were off the 60, is it the 60 or the 10 freeway where there's an IKEA? There's a big IKEA over there, like a big shopping mall. I think it's West Covina. And they were just building, or they just finished up the IKEA. And, you know, being a morning show reporter, they send me out to all these random, you know, openings. Like tomorrow, actually, I'm going to be at Knott's Berry Farm for the Merry Christmas, whatever deal they have going. But we get out there and they were promoting their beds, their products. And so they had like a queen size bed outside for our live shot outside the IKEA. And so Florence Henderson was like the celebrity that they hired to not be a spokesperson, but to come out and, you know, hey, look, it's a family affair. This is a great company and a great product. So she was there and I was, of course, floored. I'm so excited. I'm going to meet Carol Brady. And I asked her, I said, do you mind if in my live shot, because, you know, we had to do all these different live shots, the morning shows is continuous. Will you jump in bed with me? And it did seem a little bizarre, right? And you should have seen her. She's like, sure, let's do it. So we both jump in. Like, we get underneath the covers, and I do, like, you know, I have my microphone. And I'm like, coming up live. You know, Florence Henderson and I are shopping at IKEA. And she was such a team player. And much like what you said, Terry, you know, she wasn't one to keep the spotlight to herself, which I think a lot of our younger celebs, especially those reality stars, can learn a thing or two from that and from her. And she, in fact, speaking of that spirit, she was just – again, at Dancing with the Stars to cheer on, you know, Maureen McCormick, who was her, you know, her daughter on the show, and was just so sweet, so genuine. And so I'm telling you, when I saw her on Dancing with the Stars, and here I am in studio and I'm watching her with my best friend, Jess. And we were both like, oh, my God. We were like little kids in a candy store. She was so energetic. So it's so bizarre. And I was just talking to our intern here, Abby. Thank you, Abby, by the way, for coming in today. We were talking about how, God, it's amazing, because she was 82. And I mean, certainly that's, you know, it's advanced age, but she looked so good. She was healthy. Her manager says it was very unexpected. It was heart failure. But a reminder again to be grateful for every single moment and to appreciate every present moment, because you don't know when, if you're going to have it again. You don't know if you're going to wake up the next day. And I know sometimes you feel like, well, you're young, you're invincible, I don't have any health issues. Yeah, you don't know. You just never know. And it's funny. I think that's what this business has taught me, actually, covering so many sad stories as well as the good ones. It makes me realize that if you don't stay in the present, you are missing the gift. You really are. That's what it's called, the present, right? You're missing the gift. In fact, I want to remind you, we did a story here a couple of weeks ago with that family, with the young lady who is 31, Jenny Salazar. Jenny is from Lawndale, living in Hawthorne now, and she was a longtime Costco employee, in Hawthorne. And we had her family on because we basically were trying to help the family with the medical bills that are mounting, because the family, single mom and her sisters, have had to stay home, not work, to take care of her, because she's had two brain surgeries, chemotherapy treatments, and none of it is working. And unfortunately, she's now Little Company of Mary. Went to go see her last night. and she's on a morphine drip, and she's in basically a, what do they call it, palliative care. At this point, they're just waiting. They're just waiting. And so I ask you to keep a prayer for Jenny and her family. I met her mom last night. I mean, she's devastated, but what do you do, especially?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right now at the holidays, it's so rough. And I'm going to tweet out a picture and also the link. So if you guys can please help this family with their GoFundMe account, it would just, you know, help. It's not going to bring back Jenny, right? That's what they would really want. But just every little bit helps, since the family is just torn up right now. So it was so such a reminder for me as well last night being with them, that you just have to be in the moment, because you don't know when something can happen. I mean, a young woman, 31, Jenny's 31 and had no health issues, and all of a sudden gets really bad headaches and had brain cancer just like that. That's life. But we are here to celebrate. We are celebrating life. We are celebrating you. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning with us. When we come back, we are going to talk about animal rescue. Very important, especially these holidays. So we're gonna cheer you up. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Terry Anzer in the newsroom with more.
Cops in Placentia have arrested a 22-year-old man suspected of burglarizing.
More stimulating talk means a more stimulated you. KFI, an iHeartRadio station.
By AM 640 Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. All right, who loves animals? I think we all do, even though some of us are a little bit more allergic than others. As I raise my hand, I have the worst allergies. I know you've heard it before in my voice, but I do believe in animal rescues, and I do believe in compassion for our animals, because they can't speak for themselves. So we have to be their protectors. We have to be their guardians and responsible at it. So Marie Atake is the president and founder of Forte Animal Rescue. And let's see, your mantra is compassion is our forte. Oh, that's beautiful. Marie, welcome and thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you are from Japan?
I grew up in Tokyo.
Oh, beautiful. But you are a firepower. It's just been your mission and your passion to help as many animals as possible. And, you know, we're heading into the holiday season, and I think people start to get a little bit absent-minded about, you know, their kids and then forget their pets. And now you have these animals running around. Some get lost, and then they end up in shelters and they end up being killed. But you are doing an incredible job of saving as many animals as possible. How many animals have you saved and rescued thus far?
Over 1,200 dogs and probably 35 cats.
That's a lot. How do you do it?
It's how. How do I? I mean, it's a group effort. I cannot do it alone. It's our volunteers, and it's a teamwork. It takes a village to save each life.
And, you know, you have a great story. Marie, you were an insider at City Hall. I understand that former L.A. Mayor Antonio Villarreal appointed you as a commissioner, and then somehow mysteriously... you were gone. What happened?
Well, we were speaking the truth about wrongdoings, and also we were revealing some could be illegal actions that was taken by former commissioners or city staff at the department. And then I got a call from the mayor's office one day, and then they said, basically, shut up or else. So I took the else, and I resigned from the commission. And at the time, I witnessed news featured, and the newspapers were calling, and it was really stressful time. But I just couldn't be part of the corruption, so I had to leave and then speak the truth.
We know that at City Watch LA, Daniel Gus has been writing a lot about these falsified pet adoptions under the current leadership. How do you feel about that? Do you think that is an issue that's ongoing?
It's an issue, and then it's an issue nationwide, I think. Because often when a municipal animal control becomes a no-kill, because you can't, we really cannot become true no-kill. What do you do? Then, you know, you leave the animals on the streets? No, you have to bring them in. And then in order not to become a warehouse of the animals, the municipal. Okay, there's no such a thing as no-kill shelter as a municipal animal control. Because municipal animal control has to take in all the animals. Otherwise, there will be stray dogs all over the city and they have to take them in. So what do? Are they going to warehouse them? No, they can't. So they have to kill. In order for them to call themselves no kill, they have to falsify some information. And the most typical ones are to do the temperament testing and then make the majority of them labeled as unadaptable. So they don't have to count them. Then they call themselves no kill.
It's all play on semantics, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So you're the only nonprofit rescue that actually does home checks. Wow.
I wouldn't say only, but we are one of the very few that would never skip it. But then the city or county animal control cannot do that. They don't have the staff or...
Yeah, the resources.
Right. And then, however, there are some large organizations that are moving large number of animals. They don't do that either because it's all about the numbers. Because if you do the home safety check on each animal, that really slows down the number of animals you would take in place.
Right. And I love that it doesn't matter if the dog has a behavior issue. Shouldn't we still be compassionate and understanding that then maybe we just need to spend more time with that dog? Maybe we need to train that dog and not just throw away the key because the dog is so-called aggressive.
Absolutely, because there's no dog that is born bad.
Right.
Things happen to them. Right. So I believe in rehabilitation. And here's the difference between the Pounds and our organization is I regard my organization as an orphanage. So they are the
orphanage.
Orphans. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So we are the only family they have. So I ask myself, what do? So I do the same things what I would do for my own dogs. Because we are not the Pound. We are a rescue organization.
Right. And you do such an incredible job. I do have this question. Who is, you know, it's kind of like when you think about having babies, you know, little human beings, which sometimes I think you're better off having animals. But what would be the criteria? Like, what do you believe constitutes the best situation, circumstances in order to become a pet owner?
You have to know what you are getting into, and you have to know that you have to spend enough time for the dog. Dogs have to, number one, go to bathroom. So if you live in an apartment, for example, and if you're gone for 12 hours, you have to come up with some solutions. There are dog walkers, daycare centers, all kinds of options. But you have to think about those things ahead of the time.
Right.
And then also people often get puppies because they're cute. They forget that they grow. So when the puppies become dogs, and then if you haven't trained the puppy, you have this uncontrollable big dog. And then that's how a lot of people dump their dogs in the Pound. So you go there and you wonder why there are so many young 10 to 14 months old dogs out there. That's why.
That makes sense. I know people really need to understand that having a pet is like having a child. It's the same idea. So you're going to have to spend money. It's an ongoing expense, but it's worth it because you want to be humane with your animal. Thank you so much, Marie Atake.
Thank you.
Forte Animal Rescue. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you guys want more information, they can log on to... Let's see, you can, is it farrescue.org?
Farrescue.org, FARESCUE.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We'll be back with much more here on Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Here at KFI, we've been craving an opportunity to get together as a team and go have some fun, which is why we put together this touch football game to bring us all together over a timeless American tradition. Whoa, who knew Greg from Digital could run so fast? Get it, get it. Oh, should we call? Yeah, somebody call 911. It's just a game, Shannon. KFI, gather around the table for more stimulating talk.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood. If you were from
where I'm
from, then you...
Hey! KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Stretch it out! Yes! We survived. And happy birthday to all you November babies. Especially to my baby. Yeah, my little brother Christian today. He's turning 33. I can't even believe it. And in my family, we say, 33. That's Jesus Christ's age. Yes, we're so Catholic. Yeah, because you know 33 is the year that he was crucified. Yeah, exactly. So we're just hoping we can get through that year. Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. You know, I know you're coming in from all over on iHeartRadio, the app, and also here in town. Maybe going down the 110 freeway. It's raining a little bit here and there, so just slow down, slow down. I saw somebody speeding actually on the way to work this morning and thought, take it easy. It's okay. You're going to get there. You didn't win the lotto. But I thought as we consider and thank the universe for having survived another Thanksgiving Day holiday, we have to look at everything and be grateful. It's all about gratitude, isn't it? So as we were putting together this show, because we wanted to be here for you this weekend, I don't know, hopefully you had a nice Thanksgiving dinner. There were no fights. Maybe there were fights. And of course, you got to see that family again for the holidays, be it Hanukkah, be it Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Maybe it's a Friendsgiving again that you're going to have. You got to sit down with those folks. And especially in light of the, you know, a political election, and we know what's going on now that Clinton is joining the recount effort by Stein. That Trump is now calling a scam. So now you've got that happening. So there will be still more political discussions probably at the dinner table. I wanted to bring in an expert, someone who would really know how to bring peace into your world. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist. She works for Kaiser Permanente in Orange County. Shout out to the OC out in Anaheim. Shared studies, you know, have shown that people who regularly practice, she says, feeling thankful, gratitude experiences may have or we'll see, I should say, health benefits. So I want to bring in, and thank you for coming in studio, Anabel Castresana.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good
morning.
So, yeah, there you go. Get closer
right,
to you.
Got it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. So I know that as we were trying to figure out how to improve and help, because I keep getting a bunch of messages on social media, which thank you guys, at @E_Espinosa. Elizabeth, hopefully we get some fun stories. Well, I want to give folks at home something to take away in terms of staying in a happy place.
Which is hard, right? Around this time, especially with everything that is happening. But you're right. You know, being grateful is one of the hardest things to do. And yet it's an easy concept, but we don't usually practice it. So maybe we can talk about that this morning and help your, you know, your listeners become a little bit more happier.
How do we stay in a state of gratitude? I mean, you go to the family function and maybe there's someone you don't like that's there. Do you avoid them?
You don't avoid them. And actually, studies have shown that it takes about 15 minutes before you join your family, before you resort to old ways. So,
really?
Yeah. So you begin to act up, whatever things were happening in the family before, whatever old dynamics. will reappear only 15 minutes.
So you only get a 15-minute break. You walk in.
That's right.
Good behavior for 15 minutes and action.
And that's it. And so that's your cue. So when you start feeling in your body getting upset, you start getting triggered, I think that's important for you to kind of like take a break and take inventory and say, you know what, why am I getting triggered? I haven't seen these people for like a year. And now they're saying things that are annoying, especially with everything that is happening right now. Yeah. But it takes about 15 minutes. But I think if you practice being mindful, which is something that is brand new, a lot of studies are being currently made about, you know, mindfulness and the body and mind connection, staying centered and focused, you'll be able to deal with those 15 minutes, maybe the whole hour.
But Annabelle, I do. Here's what I see. Mm-hmm. I see families getting together or even friends getting together. And you're right. For 15 minutes, everybody's on their best behavior. Mm-hmm. But then there's this desire, especially when you get into a political conversation,
absolutely,
truth be told, desire to be right. You want to have the last word.
Correct.
And isn't there something, like, I'm really big about the self-help movement.
Yes.
And I love Wayne Dyer and all these other motivational speakers, mm-hmm, Lisa Nichols, mm-hmm, where the idea is it's not that important to be right. Maybe it's just an exchange of ideas and you have to let it go. That's your ego.
That's your ego. And I think when people don't let it go, that's when you have to recognize that you know what you know your facts, you know who you are, what you stand for. So there's really no need for you to prove yourself. And that person who's not allowing you to give their point of view really is the one that's sitting on the rigid side. Those people tend to be more pessimistic by studies, and they tend to be a little bit more grumpier. So you need to ask yourself, do I want to join them or do I kind of want to walk away from this? Because it takes two people to engage in a discussion that's going to go bad.
But what if you're in a car ride, says the person with experience, and you can't, you or keep disagreeing and you're driving to grandma's house. I don't know. It's two hours away.
Well, yeah, that could be tough, you know. So, you know, and what's important is it takes two to disagree. You don't have to necessarily agree, but you just remain quiet. And you change the conversation or you start singing. Trust me, if you're not a good singer and you start singing, that person's going to be quiet. They're not going to want to hear you at all. They're going to switch the subject rather quickly.
So tell me about these studies. Is it true that, you know, if you stay in a place of gratitude, you're looking at lower blood pressure, mm-hmm, you're looking at your immune function increasing, you know, being better, your sleep is better?
Absolutely, because what happens is you're stress-free, and being stress-free, your cortisol levels, which are the stress hormones, are reduced. Your gray matter actually and organically is functioning better, which means you're able to think more quickly, be on point, lower blood pressure. And when we talk about mentally, you know, psychologically, there's less anxiety and less depression.
So you talked about less depression. Mm-hmm. I was just mentioning in the hour prior to you showing up here, a family that we interviewed here, the young lady is 31. She's dying of brain cancer at the hospital as we speak. And so I actually was with the family in the room with her, and mm-hmm, we all held hands and we said a prayer. And as an idea, I thought, gosh, I wonder if what would help, you know, the siblings, because they're in tears and they're just in a tough place. Do you write a letter? Does that help?
That helps. That writes a letter. And what helps also is to write down all the good memories that you've had with that person throughout the years, you know, to remember to celebrate them, that it's not always bad, that there's been a lot of good too. And to like focus on the celebration and what was good, the good times, the memories that you had with them. Because if you just, you know, stick with the grief, which is inevitable, you're going to be grieving no matter what. But there's also good times. And I think that's part of the gratitude. That's if you shift that focus, it'll help you grieve and accept the situation a whole lot better.
Because it's the holidays, and this is the time when you're supposed to be together and love
each other.
Yeah,
even if you don't like each other. I think that's important. I think it's important for people to understand that you can love someone and not like them. You have to give yourself permission. It's okay.
I've heard that so much this year.
It's true.
You can love someone. Can you explain that? You can love someone but not like them. How does that work? I thought for sure if you love them, you like them.
Of course not. You can love them because you're related to them. You love them because you don't wish them harm. You've grown up with them. There's been some good memories along the way. But then you go different paths and different personalities, different interests. So you don't like what they stand for. In your example, you were talking earlier, people talking about politics, you could be related to someone who has a very different point of view. You don't have to like them or hang out with them or do what they want to do because of what they stand for. But of course, during that Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner, you can avoid them and you love them. And if they're sick and they call up on you, you will show up and pay your respects. But you don't have to hang out with them. You don't have to like them. I think you have to give yourself permission not to like people. It's okay.
It's funny you say that. I hear a lot of therapists say, give yourself permission. It sounds so altruistic, but you know what? It's
right?
true.
It's true.
I have actually, let me share this. I have a friend, one of my besties, will call me. Because she's such a workaholic, much like I am, as you know. And she'll call me and say, I'm not feeling well, Elizabeth. And I'm like, okay, so why are you calling me? And then I realize, oh, it's like my cue. And I say, okay, I won't say her name because I'll out her. But I'll say, you don't have to work today. You're sick. You should stay home. She goes, okay, thank you for permission. And we hang up and she doesn't go to work. And of course, she does that for me too. It's very funny. But as the holidays approach, what happens when you've lost your loved one? And I don't mean necessarily they pass away, but there's a breakup. You're in a divorce.
Yeah.
You're in a custody battle. You want to find the love of your life. When we come back, this Kaiser Permanente superstar therapist is going to navigate this for you and help you see the light, okay? Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Terry Anser in the newsroom with the latest.
Some streets in Hollywood will be closed later today for the annual Christmas parade.
Good little tune right there. Nice. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. It is November 27th. Yes, the year is 2016, and there are clouds and there is rain in Southern California. Wow, that's a big deal. That also means that we all lose our ability to drive, so please slow down. It is so funny. My friend and I were supposed to get, we're supposed to go grab a drink last night. She's in Pasadena, I'm out in South Bay. And we were like, oh, it's drizzling. Yeah. It was as if it was like a snowstorm that we couldn't leave the house. It's like, yeah, we're not going to meet up. Such wimps here we are, huh? What are you going to do? But we're here for you, my KFI listeners, my at iHeartRadio lovely ears. And thank you for tuning in. So I have in studio a licensed marriage and family therapist. She works at Kaiser Permanente in Anaheim, Annabelle Castasanza. And Annabelle, I've actually interviewed you before when I had my CNN talk show, and you did such a great job. And we had to bring you back because this Thanksgiving weekend, when really we're still celebrating and we should always really be grateful 365 days a year. But I think this is the weekend that we really hone it in. I am incredibly thankful that I have my brother today and he is turning 33. I don't get tired of saying happy birthday to my brother. I'm such a little kid. I'm like, happy birthday, Christian. And it was so exciting. And I tell you, for me, I'll share this with you. I've learned that the lesson of gratitude has to be, you have to celebrate every little thing. And I've learned that from a very young age because of having a disabled brother.
Of course.
And a very severely disabled brother. I mean, my brother does not speak. Mm-hmm. And I think, wow. Like I was just pondering the other night, 33 years on planet Earth. Mm. And he has not been able to speak a word because of his injury at birth. And he still smiles and he still makes, I mean, he's.
Isn't that something? The little things that we take for granted, he doesn't. And so you're able to capture that, right?
Yes. And it's a daily reminder.
Yeah.
Right. Especially as a child. I mean, when you're a kid is when things really sink in. And I think that always made me want to do more, be more, grow. And I'm blessed for that. It always hurts me that it's at his expense because he's, you know, he's a prisoner of his own body. But having said that, I think it's the gift that we want to share with the entire world. And, you know, as we enter the holiday season, which I need to go get my Christmas tree before, as I always wait until like the 23rd of December, how do we survive breakups? There's so many families right now, Annabelle, that are going through a divorce.
Yeah.
Going through a custody battle.
Yeah. I think, well, you know what? The first year is always the hardest year for any breakup, any custody battle at all. When it comes to kids, so the kids are so innocent and they're so, I mean, sometimes the parents forget that it is important not to be so egocentric and to not think about themselves, but to really think about the kid. The kid should never have to choose where he or she's going to spend the time. It really should be the kids allowed by nature is their own right to have a father and a mother that loves them. Just because things did not work out between the parents doesn't mean that the kids are not allowed to have parents. They didn't ask to come to the world, right? They're here. So
don't make them pick.
Don't make them pick. Never make them pick. And you know what? And you have to be flexible. So if Christmas Eve is with you, then Christmas Day is with Dad. If New Year's Eve is with you, then New Year's Day is with Mom, you know, or vice versa. But I think a lot of the time is parents, their anger gets in the way of seeing what's best for the kid. And unfortunately, then I see those children in my practice and they're torn. Just they tell me, you know, I shouldn't have to pick. And I tell them, you're right. You shouldn't have to pick. You have a right to have a mother and you have a right to have a father.
Should you, is there a way to give these kids, and maybe even a parent, a canned response, meaning like the, can we talk about this at another time? Like almost like a rehearsed answer, rehearsed response. Both what does a parent say when a child says, you know, Dad wants me to pick him over you or vice versa? And what can we tell a child in terms of what they should tell themselves?
Sure.
If they got a parent that's like, you know, that keeps
put
instilling.
Put in pressure.
Yeah,
or
that's like your mom is instigating, like your mom's the enemy, your dad's the enemy. It's like,
well,
come on.
First, it's important to validate their feelings that this must be really hard for them and that it's really not fair. So you validate, you say, you know, this must be really hard for you to have, you know, your dad or your mother be telling you that you need to choose, but you really don't have to choose. So let me talk to Mom or let me talk to Dad and we'll figure it out. And take them out of the equation. They should never be the messenger, never be part of the solution. They're children. They need to be left alone, you know? So that's the canned answer, is validate their feelings. This must be really hard. I'm sorry that you're feeling this way. I don't want you to worry about it. That's for me and Mom or for me and Dad to worry about. I love you. That's not going to change. Your father loves you. That's not going to change. Go on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And you have a lot of single people in Southern California.
Yeah.
I mean, such a big place, and you would think that...
beautiful L.A.
I know. It's so beautiful, and yet we're missing some of our partners here. So what happens when you're going through a breakup, you just broke up, but you're feeling the pain, maybe there was betrayal? I actually have a friend who just went through something like that, found out her guy was not being faithful, and therefore they have ended their relationship, and she is devastated.
Well, as she should be, you know, and it's important for her to also to grieve and to understand why she's grieving and why she, and for her to understand that she has a choice in this. He cheated on her, did not do right by her, but she has a choice in choosing him. He doesn't get to choose her only. She gets to choose him.
Ooh, that's powerful. And
right?
There's a lot of men as well that are in that same situation,
right,
by the way.
But she gets to choose.
And you, sir, get to choose as well.
Absolutely. And if you don't like being treated in a certain way, you get to say, you know what, this hurts, but I deserve so much better that I choose not to be part of this.
But as you go around and you're at the mall and you see these couples walking,
and hearts.
Oh, they're so cute. Oh, look at them holding hands.
Well, okay, so
what do you do?
Well,
how do we stop hating?
I don't want you to hate because it's part of being grateful, right? You were part of that couple.
Right.
You forgot you were part of that at some point.
God.
You were making goo-goo eyes and you were making people sick.
Drop in my mouth.
At some point, but I think what's important is to recognize what you want in your life. Oh, look, I like what they have. Maybe I can have that again. And how do I obtain that? So that's what's important. It's not so much to hate on people who have it, but just to kind of take inventory as to what you want in your life and make it happen.
If I may have a cynical moment, and if anything, keep this in mind, folks, you never know what the real story is.
That is true. You know what?
Right.
Yours true.
You look at them and you think everything is perfect.
Oh, be careful. Mm. Sometimes those perfect couples are the ones who are the most imperfect.
Right? Is that the most bizarre thing? And this has happened to me a few times, you know, with friends. Even growing up, there was a family that I used to look up to and be like, oh, I wish... Oh, if my family would be like that. And then like 2 years later, the whole family just fell apart. Like the dad had been sleeping with the neighbor and the mom with somebody else and the kids were doing drugs. And I'm like, oh my God, who would have known?
Yeah. So I think, you know, during the holidays, if you have a breakup or you're going through a custody battle, I think it's just important to take inventory of what you want in your life. Allow yourself to grieve. It's okay to feel bad for a moment and then decide, okay, you know what? This year shall pass. What do I want for next year?
And you talk about the exercises one must do for gratitude. When we come back, I want to get into that. And again, Annabelle Castro-Sanza is a therapist here with Kaiser Permanente in Southern California. She's going to fix your life. So tune in. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Terry Anser, her life is perfect. Take it away.
10 people have been shot on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test?
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Yes, 7:33 a.m. Hey, I want to remind you guys, KFI's 6th annual Pastathon event is Thursday, December 1st. It's coming up. That's next Thursday, right? Yeah. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. All of us are going to be there. Broadcasting live from the Anaheim White House. You know what we do, right? We raise money. We are collecting pasta, sauce, everything to benefit Katerina's Club. Of course, it's that local charity that helps feed more than 1,800 kids a night in Orange and L.A. County. So here's how you can get involved. Join us. Come down December 1st. Bring your cash, checks, credit cards, pasta and sauce, your firstborn. I'm kidding.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Go to one of Smart and Final's 22 Orange County locations and buy a grab-and-go bag. That's really simple. It's only 10 bucks, filled with 11 pounds of pasta and sauce for Katerina's Club. And all you have to do is buy the bag. And guess what? Smart and Final's going to deliver it for you. Beautiful. You can also dial hashtag, I say hashtag, but it's not, it's the number sign, 250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword Pastathon, and you will get a link on how to donate. And you can find alternative drop-off locations. Or again, just go to KFIAM640.com, and the keyword is Pastathon. I'll remind you once more before we go to break here. But I'm so excited because we have an incredible therapist in studio, and we're Facebooking live thanks to Abby Fernandez, our intern. She's fantastic. Thank you, Abby. We have Anabel Castrezanza. I can't say your name.
Castrezanza, baby.
Castrezanza.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm so
Zana,
sorry.
Like Zana, Zana,
you're,
Zana.
You're so like Italian. Anabel,
yeah,
Castrezanza.
Right?
I like it. Thank you for
welcome.
Being here.
Of course.
You are an incredible therapist mm-hmm. who's giving us all these tips on how to survive the holidays and different scenarios. So we left off on the exercises. What are the exercises that we should consider, maybe a top five?
Top five, because you were right. Not everybody can go to a therapist, right? Or has the time or the ability or the means to have a therapist. So it's important for you to know what works for you. So self-affirmation is huge. You have to wake up every morning and come up with a self-affirmation for yourself that you like about yourself. And when we're talking about something that you like, it has to be something deeper than just, I like my hair. I like my eyes. Something that you like about what you do each day.
Mm.
Because that kind of feeds your soul, feels your self-esteem. The other one is, you know, writing three things that you're grateful for the day. It doesn't even have to be for your life. For the day, just three things. Maybe you're grateful that you're going to work. You're grateful that you woke up in a good day. Maybe you're grateful that your health, you have a clean bill of health. You're not, yeah. You know, you're healthy. Little things like that. Maybe you're grateful that there's no traffic.
Does that ever happen, though?
Not here in L.A., but, you know, you could wish for that, right?
That's
you
right.
could always wish for that.
Visualize.
So, visualize. Right,
visualize. Easy commute.
Self-talk is so important, too. A lot of the times, the most important thing when you're being pessimistic or you're feeling like stuck in a dark place is catching yourself with that negative thought and to understand that you are not your negative thoughts. We all have them, including therapists. Thoughts are just thoughts. They come and go.
I've always wondered, where
right?
do therapists go?
Oh, we're normal. We're people. We have negative thoughts, too.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, right? Allegedly. Good one. However, the only difference between a therapist and a non-therapist is that the therapist knows how to catch it earlier.
Oh,
that's it.
You diagnose it.
You catch the negative thought. You challenge it. You check it out for facts. And if the facts are not there, then guess what? Then you have to change your behavior.
So observe your thoughts. Okay, so self-affirmations.
Yes.
So don't feel crazy or weird if you're in the mirror, looking in the mirror, and you say, I am thankful because I woke up and I still have my vision. Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Okay.
Absolutely. It could be as small as that. Or you know what? I wake up today and I'm grateful that I'm going to work and I had a good night's sleep and I feel rested and
right?
I have a job. I'm grateful that I have a job. You may not like your job, but you have a job. So you
right.
have to look for the positive in that,
yeah.
right? And then, okay, I have a job, but I don't like my job. So what are you going to do? Maybe you start looking for another job. But in the meantime, you have a job.
Oh, I like that. Okay,
right?
So what about in the city of all we do is drive?
Mm-hmm.
What's another idea that you talked about?
Well, in the car, you know, we spend so much time in our cars, maybe listening to some like self-talk tapes that are out there from self-therapists. Maybe listening to some music, some books on tape might be important. Or even listening to you, Elizabeth. You are so wise. Yes, the radio.
I like to think so.
Yes,
thank
talk
you very
radio
much.
Is thank good. You. Talk thank radio you. Is good. And you can learn a lot from talk radio, not only about current events, but things like what you're talking about today, about how to be grateful and how to help ourselves feel better. You know, and that would allow us, you know, to kind of take inventory. We spend so much time in our cars that's a good point, you know, to spend time productively.
What's the biggest challenge in the therapist chair for you?
Well, the biggest challenge is when you see potential and you can't tap into it. It's so frustrating. You just sit there and you go, wow, if this person could only see what I see.
Mm.
And you just have to let them wait out because they're on their own timeline. You know, they're not on your timeline. You see it, you recognize it, you diagnose it, you can change it, but the person's not ready. So you have to wait, and you just sit back and wait, and you work with them. Now, some therapists just choose to sit it out, and they have you in therapy forever, and other ones push you a little bit harder, and they make you work a little harder. So it just kind of depends on the style of the therapist, but that's the hardest thing, is when you see potential, but the person's not ready.
What do you tell a family that is so dysfunctional? And by the way, I do want to say this, every family is dysfunctional,
right?
So please don't feel like
that's the first thing, is to know that every family has dysfunction. Some people yell when they communicate, and you might
that's
go
my
into
house.
Right and you might
we're
go
very
in,
loud
right and you go into a quiet house and it's like, why aren't these people talking?
Oh I know right? Have you ever been around people that talk to you like this? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going deaf from my earpiece.
And then you
pick up the decibel level,
right?
Please.
And you invite them over to your house, and then they're like overly stimulated. They're like, oh my God, these people, I need to get out of here. Right? So every family has their own way of functioning, and there's dysfunction depending on whatever your normal is. Everybody has a different normal. So you know what? What's dysfunctional is what you're not comfortable with anymore, even within your own family. So when you're not comfortable anymore, that's when you come into therapy. You try to clean out your drawers, clean them out, get them arranged, then go on with your life. Now, until the next time when you need to clean out your drawers again, then you come back, you rearrange them, and you go back out.
Wow. You know, speaking of, yesterday, it was so cathartic for me. I actually cleaned out my kitchen. I was taking out pots, and you know, you have all these plastic bins, and the lid doesn't match with the other container, and I'm like, ugh. So I literally spent the entire morning doing that. And I thought, I don't know if I'm just getting old or what, but it felt so good.
You felt accomplished.
I felt it was so therapeutic, and my place looks great.
Yes, right? Now you're making me going home. Now I have to go home and clean out my kitchen. I didn't even want to remember I had pots. I'm like, oh, but it's true. It can be very rewarding, very cleansing, because you're focusing the energy on how you want your life.
Yeah, that was weird. Like I experienced this last week. I did that, and then the other thing I did, I think it was on Wednesday. Awkward. I went to the underwear drawer, and I was like, "I'm cleaning out. I want really pretty new
pretty
underwear."
Nice, yeah.
And I fixed my bras, and I fixed my sock drawer, and I was like, "Who am I right now?" Weird.
You're a woman who wants to feel pretty and sexy, and it feels worthy of having pretty things. That's who you are.
I went from the grandma brief. I thought I'd go
a little
smaller.
More grandma, please. No.
I was like, wow, I got sheets over here.
You're too young. You're too young to have the sheets. Yeah.
It was so funny, though. I was like, oh my God, I have these too. Who knew? Okay, but I have to ask you the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
How do you help? I'm such a fixer. I'm all about trying to help people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to say I'm a saint. I'm just something I love to do. And I'm always trying to give advice.
Yeah.
How do you help someone who doesn't believe in God? Because I'm a huge believer. And for me, that's my source, my rock. It's so hard to help someone who I can't say, well, pray. They look at me like, huh?
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because in my practice, that's the hardest client that I have, is somebody who doesn't have faith. And when we're talking about faith, we're not just where we can talk about God, Buddha, Allah, you know, whatever your faith, religion, or spirituality that is. Because some people just practice mindfulness. They just meditate for a living, right? But if you don't believe in something more external than yourself, you have a harder time in life. And those people tend to be very pessimistic. They suffer from depression, anxiety, they have insomnia, and they tend to be in therapy a lot longer than those people who don't have that. So what do I tell those people? As we try to figure out what works for them. As a therapist, I have to remain neutral, so I cannot pass on my faith or what I believe in, but I have to help them find their own. Whatever that is, it could be a plant, a rock, the sun. I don't care. something that makes them feel more than themselves, because life is so much more than yourself.
That's tweetable. Make them feel something that's
more than just themselves.
Ooh, that's good. That's deep. Okay, we're gonna
deep this morning.
We're gonna marinate in that. Okay. Ooh, more than yourself. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for these words full of wisdom and love and joy. They weren't empty. They were just full of gratitude.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for. And thank you for having us, too.
Annabelle, thank you so much from Kaiser Permanente in Anaheim. And, of course, also our girl Myra, who's here with you, your PR guru.
My PR person, that's right. Got to give a shout-out to Myra.
Yay. Myra! And, by the way, Myra's single. I'm just throwing it out there. We'll take a picture and post it.
All right, nice. We're going to do a dating site.
We're matchmaking here as well. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Thank you so much, honey. We'll be back with much more. Terry Enzer, what's going on?
A second round of rain is headed for SoCal today.
More stimulating talk starts now. KFI, an iHeartRadio station.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. It's going to be chilly out there today, but it's nice. It is fall, after all. I mean, we were sweating to the oldies last week, just a few days ago. It was like 80 degrees out, dayside, and then at night you're like, ah! So we're in a drought. We need a little bit of rain, so we'll take all the moisture we can get. Thank you guys so much for being with me this morning. Again, I'm just so grateful this Thanksgiving turkey extended weekend. For Abby, our intern, John, our board op, producer Brent, Terry Anser for coming in here, the incredible therapist, Annabelle Castrezana, and her PR guru there, Myra, for being in studio with us, just speaking the word of gratitude. And so I'm gonna share some gratitude thoughts here with you as well, some Twitter shout-outs and Instagram shout-outs in a second. But I want to remind you again, in that spirit of thankfulness, we've got KFI's sixth annual Pastathon that's happening Thursday. It's this Thursday. I keep saying next Thursday. It's like this Thursday. 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Let me think. Oh, I can be out there. Yes. I will probably be out there. I will tell you right now. We'll probably be out there after we shoot the PBS show because I'm working at PBS this Thursday. So I'll probably show up there at the White House in Orange County about 4 o'clock, 3:30 p.m., 4 p.m. And basically, we're just asking for you to get involved and help us benefit the Katarina's Club. You know, it's a local charity that helps so many kids that sleep in hotels. Some of them are homeless with their families. It's just so incredibly tough to see. But this family, you know, just doesn't stop helping. So the Anaheim White House, I expect to see you there. For more information, go to KFIAM640.com. Now, just shout outs. Did you hear that voice? That was a different voice. Do you like that? I should do voiceovers. Raul Velasquez says, Espinosa, want to wish your brother a very happy birthday. He is awesome in every way. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. You know what? It is my brother's birthday today, and we're celebrating. Joe says, beautiful pic. He sure knows who loves him. I put a picture. You should see it. It's really cute of Christian and I. Happy birthday, Mr. Christian. Sending you love and a big hug. And I want you to know that I'm sending birthday love to all of you who are celebrating today and all of this month as well. Miguel Franco says, good morning. Shout out to all the newspaper carriers working under this rain. We have to double bag. So please be patient, people. Hashtag late. You're right, Miguel. Patience is a good thing. Andy Gomez. So fantastic, Andy. Thank you for being such a loyal listener. Good and happy Sunday. It's been a long week and we want to hear these good feel good stories today. So, yes, we did. And then Ruth on Twitter says, go to Trump's in RPB, Rancho Palos Verdes. He's got a whole, you know, place out there, golf tournament. I mean, I should say land. See how much his Latino waiters respect and enjoy working for him. It's all good. Okay. Been there. You're right. It's a great place. Good morning, Liz. Okay, wait, hold on. There's another one. And then Andy says, happy birthday again to Christian. And then Ron Green says on Twitter, good morning. I always believed Kanye West. We talked about Kanye West earlier. You know, he was hospitalized. And it's sad because he is at UCLA, probably in the psychiatric department. Are receiving mental health attention, and you know, the Kardashians have to be there and celebrate their Thanksgiving there. So that's hard, you know, that's tough. This gentleman says, I always believe Kanye West was bipolar, seeing it in my family, especially the significant mood swings. Yes, this is very true. And I think that we should stop calling it exhaustion. Just call it what it is. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with a mental health breakdown. I kid you not. The people I know who have mental health issues are generally the smartest people I know. They're genius. So I always joke with my mom. I'm like, it's good that I'm not genius because, I think I'll be okay. Also, Michelle Diamond, you're the sweetheart. She says she can't wait for our show to go on every day. And she says, you're so adorable. Your brother's lucky to have you. Well, I am lucky to have him. And I do have a little poem of sorts for him. Shout out to Jack. Shout out also to, let's see, I'm trying to read all my Twitters as I go through. Fernandez Luckett, who says, good morning. Who was the therapist? The therapist was Annabelle Castrezana from Kaiser Permanente here in Anaheim. A Reds film buff. Good morning. Look at that. Shows a picture. Oh, he put a little picture up with, he wrote KFI on his window and there's snow on his vehicle. Wow, you're right. It is cold out in Reno, Nevada. Shout out to Reno. Trixie True, you are awesome. Thank you for the birthday love and hugs to Christian. Barbara Wong, look at your gingerbread house on Twitter. Fantastic. All right, let's look really quick here. Oh, and Carol Soskin, great show. No, thank you, Carol, for tuning in. Oh my gosh, there's so much love. I love it. Let's go to the calendar section because I want you to have something fun to do. So who's going to the parade tonight? The East LA Christmas Parade today on Whittier Boulevard. Ivan Altamirano is the mayor of City of Commerce. He's so sweet. He actually invited me to join them in their convertible, but I can't because it's my brother's birthday. So we'll be doing some stuff with the familia. But it's one of the longest, by the way, the East LA Christmas Parade is one of the longest running Christmas parades in Southern California. It starts at noon and it goes through till 5 p.m. and it's free and it's early. So that's nice. I know the Hollywood Christmas Parade is happening today, too. So it's going to be chilly, but Get your jacket. It's going to be in the 50s. I was laughing driving in. I know like folks back east are like, it's in the 50s. Relax. You can wear shorts still. I know, but that's like the end of the world for us here in SoCal. The Los Angeles County Christmas tree lighting ceremony is at the Music Center Plaza tomorrow. So Monday, 5 o'clock. If you're in the downtown area, they're going to have music from the Ensemble Brass Pacifica and the Antelope Valley Master Chorale. Free admission. And get this, free hot chocolates. I'm in. And for those of you who want to give back, the Giving Tuesday Do Good Bus Day is happening Tuesday. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Metro Expo line in Culver City. And that's a $45 fee that includes lunch. The Do Good Bus is a restored 1976 Crown Coach. It takes riders on community-minded expeditions throughout L.A. and focuses on giving back. That's kind of cool. They're trying to set a compassionate tone, if you will, for the holiday season. And of course, much more. Go to KFIAM640.com. I will say I was shopping. I did a little Black Friday shopping at like from 3 a.m. to like 6 a.m. on Friday. Crazy. It was fun. There's a lot of good sales. Have some fun out there. Be safe. Cyber Monday's coming up. Woo, get ready. And I just want to say I'm so grateful and I want to wish my brother Christian Espinosa an incredible birthday today. It is simple. He doesn't have friends because he doesn't go to school. He doesn't go to college. You know, my brother's nonverbal. Sometimes oscillates between age 2 maybe and 10. I mean, it just depends. Like, so, you know, everybody asks me, what's his mental age? So it varies. But, you know, he's nonverbal. He doesn't speak. But he speaks with his love in his eyes. Oh, my gosh. You feel it. And he, you know, he points. So I'm posting pictures. But I do ask for prayers for him because we're going through something with his stomach. Ugh, and we're hoping to resolve it. We'll see. We'll hopefully be with the doctors this week. But we're celebrating 33 years, and I will tell you this. I will leave you with this gift that we give you back. Christian cannot speak with his mouth the way we do, right? But you can. So as we enter the holiday season and we celebrate everything around us, be responsible with your word. Understand that you have the incredible gift and power to make a difference in someone's lives because of what comes out of your mouth. And you are blessed to have that ability. And Christian, thank you for reminding me every day about that. I love you so much. I am so thankful. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be in this chair if I didn't have that experience growing up and understanding what the human spirit is really about. The Jesus Christ Show is next. Happy birthday, Christian. Happy birthday to all of you November babies. Love you. Remember, be kind to each other. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa.
Good morning. Here at KFI, we thought we'd try a little experiment. We asked everyone to put an anonymous note in three people's mailboxes with something they like about them written on it. Okay, so let's check mine, see what they say. Dear John, I like how you make everything in my life seem better. By sucking so bad. Okay, dear John, I like, just kidding, you. Okay, you know what? That wasn't even a sentence. And you're not supposed to sign these, handle. KFI, gather around the table for more stimulating talk.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.